Letters of the Rebbe in volume 11, letter number 3425, Baruch Hashem, dated the 28th of Nisan, Tavshin Tezvah, Brooklyn, Shalom Uvracha. The Rebbe says, I'm responding to your letter dated the 18th of Nisan that has been received in a great delay, which means by his date of 18th Nisan, it took a while till it came to the Rebbe. And as you requested, I will mention you and all those you write about them on the holy tzion of my father-in-law, the Rebbe, with all the titles here. And the Rebbe says, I believe that some time ago you wrote to me about all the above. You already written to me about all the above, what he wrote again. And therefore, the Rebbe says, I am surprised that you don't mention in this letter about your studies in the revealed part of Torah, the inner part of Torah, which is referred to in the Holy Zohar with the language, it's the soul of the Torah, which is Torah Hasidus. Hasidus is the soul, the inner part of Torah. And you've written to me about this, and why don't you report what you're doing? Because Torah is the medicine, because the Torah, we say, Hi chayenu v'orech yamenu. That's our life and gives us long days. That is what Torah does. And things mean literally. That is also our physical life in this world. Torah is our life. And that is the pipeline to receive and the vessel to receive the blessings of the blessed Hashem and everything that the person needs and his family may they live. So why don't you write about it? Meaning, why don't you do this? Why don't you start learning more Nigla and Chassidus, the soul of Torah? Now, the Rebbe says, well, even though that it's incomparably great, your occupation in spreading Torah, about which you write in your letter, that he's teaching, spreading out Torah, but the Rebbe says, the Pasuk says, the Pasuk says an interesting thing is, in the verse basically says, while you're doing all good things for everybody, you can't forget about yourself. That's what the Pasuk says. The Pasuk says like this, Haloi prois l'rov l'chamecho, goymer kitira orum v'chisisoi. Basically, give your bread to the one who's hungry. Spread a bread. And when you see somebody naked, cover him up. Give him clothing. Provide for him. And this doesn't only mean physically to feed and to clothe somebody who is physically hungry or not dressed. But in Tonut Ve'eliyahu, he explains that when you see somebody who's hungry for Torah, he's hungry, he wants Torah, and he is undressed, he doesn't have any mitzvahs. So you need to satisfy, give him to quiet his hunger and to cover up his nakedness. Give him mitzvahs, give him Torah. So what is the pasuk end over there? Umibsorcha loy tis alim. Don't forget about your own flesh while you're feeding everybody and clothing everybody, but don't forget your own self. So the Rebbe says, it's so great what you're doing, but you cannot forget about yourself. You need to add from time to time by yourself, both in the study of Torah and the observance of mitzvahs in a most perfect way. Because these are things that are things on you that you need to do. Can't give this to somebody else. You can't influence. You can't have somebody else eat for you. You have to eat yourself. These are things that are in you. You have to learn Torah, and you have to increase the mitzvahs in a perfect way. And Hashem provides for each one the abilities to be able to do both together. You can help others and do yourself too. You don't have to do either or. You don't have to give up one on the account of the other. You can do both. The Rebbe says, he wrote to the Rebbe about having a hardship with his children, getting them married, finding a proper shidduch. So the Rebbe says about the details about those matters you write. So the Rebbe says you should, you and same thing your wife, to give every day, every weekday before davening for tzedakah. And your wife, in addition to that, also to give before lighting the candles on every Erev Shabbos and Erev Yom Tov, some coins for tzedakah, especially funds that to help kallahs, to help get them married, and also educational institutions which are running on pure holiness. And I guess in addition to writing to the Rebbe about matches, he's also having problem with some of his kids with the religiosity of his children. So the Rebbe says Hashem acts measure for measure, midah keneged midah, but many times much, as far as a shidduch, finding a match, as far as addition yir shamayim of the sons and the daughters. May the blessed Hashem succeed you to give good news and all the above, our good health and for blessing for good news. So while the Rebbe writes to him, I got your letter in the delay, the Rebbe says you've already written to me about some of these issues. Why don't you write about any learning of Torah, which is actually the pipeline to get blessings from Hashem? So the Rebbe says, while it's tremendous work that you're doing, you're spreading Yiddishkeit, there's no comparison to it, but quoting from the verse, you gotta take care of yourself as well. The Rebbe says Hashem provides that you can be doing both for yourself and for others. Specifically, he wrote to the Rebbe about the shidduch and about his children, that they should be religious, and the Rebbe tells him to give tzedakah, especially for funds of chnosos kala and for good education. And the Rebbe blesses him to be able to give good news and of good health. And